Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm very excited to be bringing you the inaugural episode of the podcast for the Detroit Zone Fantasy Football League, dubbed hashtag I'm a Bozo. You guys will find out why that name came about very soon. My name is Grant Fussell, and I'm your host, also known as your boy G. Splashtastic Boys is the team name that I go by in the league. I'm very excited to start this podcast. So each week we're going to try to have somebody on, the owners from each team, talk about, you know, everything that goes into running a fantasy team. The drama in the group chats, the drafts, the keepers. This is a keeper league, so we got lots of drama with that every year. It's awesome. And I'm just excited to just get everybody's thoughts and just hang out with my friends and be super. So that leads me to the opening. It wouldn't be a circus if you didn't have the ringleader. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. It is with great pleasure that I introduce to you, as you can see, the King Bozo himself, Mr. Commissioner Eric Gordon. Eric? There he is.
I like that intro.
Hey! Right.
I mean,
there he is.
Brief leader, right?
I mean,
someone's got to control the circus.
Yep.
Of a league that we call fantasy football.
Yep.
What up, G? Thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. I appreciate you taking some time out of your hectic, busy life to join me this evening. I know how it can be. Ooh, what is that?
Of course.
That is a big
old
pleasure,
man. You know, when we can talk fantasy football and obviously running this Bozo League, which we'll get to, you know, it comes with its ups and downs and stressful moments, but, you know, I love to talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of ups and downs. A lot of people always are riding you, making you holding you accountable for what goes on in this league. As I can tell from the past few seasons, there's been a lot of rule changes and a lot of different ways that we came about to coming up with how the rules were getting changes. League votes, oh, I'm the commissioner, I'm just going to do whatever I want. I mean, what really kind of ultimately drew the line for you to, like, say, hey, like, no more league votes on, like, trades, or, like, no more trading draft picks. Like, I kind of know what happened with that last year when everybody kind of stocked up.
But your
kind of turning point on, like, as I like to view it, as changing this from a democracy to a dictatorship.
No. Don't get that twisted. All right. So,
let's hear it.
But we gotta go to the beginning of this, right? Kind of where this originated.
I mean,
from.
Whatever.
I mean, we gotta start there because it's the foundation, right? Yeah, it's the foundation. So I think this is our sixth year of Detroit Zone Fantasy Football. And prior to that, correct me if I'm wrong, you were the Bozo commish.
Correct.
This, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it all started with you being the commish of a league, and then it got too.
For the record, no one wanted to. No one wanted to have the league. So if I didn't step up, we wouldn't even be talking right now. There would have been no league. So,
listen,
go ahead.
Listen.
Sorry, go ahead.
If you build, they will come, right?
Here
if
we
you
are.
If you build, they will come.
So, foundation,
so
baby.
Here we are. That's right. So, so when I, you know, started the Detroit Zone Fantasy Football League, I didn't want to make it a dictatorship, right? It was more of kind of a democracy, right? Like, I'll value everyone's opinions. We'll do votes, majority rules.
Yep, as it should be.
It wasn't going to be, these are my rules, this is what's happening. Like, that's not what I like, right? That's not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be inclusive.
Fair.
And give people the same opportunities. So, we started with basics, basic rules. And then throughout the years, right, I wanted to make some changes in the league, make it better. One year we made it worse, which we'll get to, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, it was all about voting.
It's on who you ask.
Who wants to, right? Say that again.
It's on who you ask, making the league worse.
Whatever. So yeah, with this league, it's, you know, I guess some background or league rules. It's two keepers. It's a super flex, which means you can play a quarterback in your flex spot, which is pretty dope. A lot of leagues and a lot of people who I talk to that aren't in this league, they wish they had that.
Same.
It just gives it a different dynamic, right?
And 100%. That's actually a big reason why I wanted to still stay in this league.
Right. Come on. More than
I know.
More than just that rule.
Yeah. I know. It helped, though.
I'm just messing with you, of course.
Makes it unique, in my opinion.
It does, right? And it puts, you know, more preface on drafting more strategically, right? It's because you can have two quarterbacks. Quarterbacks go off the boards quick, right? So if we walk through some of the drafts and where players were drafted, you got to take into consideration that there's two keepers. So in theory, that's 24 guys already off the board before we start the draft.
And man, be the top. Should be a math teacher.
Right. So, you know, so with that being right. said, so making some changes throughout the years. So, yeah, it was 2 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, we implemented trades for draft picks that following year.
You could, so to clarify, example, we could trade draft picks for players or just do whatever we wanted with our entire draft picks. So if we wanted to trade all 12 of our picks and literally not draft anybody, you could do it. Right? Or no, you can only trade, what, how many? Six? How did that work?
So you can, well, as long as you had that draft pick, so there's our league, I'm drawing a blank.
Because wasn't there some times where, like, on the draft, I remember that draft board that year, it had, like, extra, like, instead of the first pick, it was like, oh, this person had this person's first pick and this person's first pick, so they were, like, above the thing. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
So as the
player, they couldn't trade a draft pick if they didn't have it.
That is correct. So okay. You had 15 or 16 picks 2 years ago. We changed it to 15 rounds. But so you, if you had that pick for that round, you can give that pick up for a player. So, right. So right. In theory, that person who's given you a player could have two or three of the same round picks, which happened.
Duh.
If I'm not mistaken, I can get a
pick. Oops.
Yeah, let me. I would love to get
I mean, in theory, it's a smart strategy. Like, Rye Dog had all of his guys picked by, like, round 11. Like, that's smart because you're getting very good value. Problem comes is, like, you have a lot of decisions to make, start and sitting, because you have a lot of good guys.
Yep.
And then you have injuries, and, like, you just and then, I mean, you have to take a kicker in the 11th round. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you don't have a kicker. Or, like, a defense. You have to stream a defense every week. Like, it's a lot of, you know, it's just a strategy, in my opinion. I mean, it's, you know, a couple people tried to do it. It didn't, I mean, it did kind of pan out for Rye Dog. He made it pretty far.
No, it did. So get into my, right, get into
He just
that,
didn't
right?
make it
so,
all the way because he didn't have that.
Hey, we'll get to that.
Get to the juju.
What up? Get you. So, right. So, for example, 2 years ago, Ryan had 3 second round picks.
Sounds like
what?
Sounds like he was the Lions, though. Falling just a little short.
Right.
Who were they?
Second round picks. And it was, oh. What the heck are you doing?
Sorry, I had to, there was a mosquito.
Oh, no worries.
So you know how it gets up here in the mitten? Over here in Michigan, we got them big old skeeters.
I hear you. So, yeah, so anyway, so we implemented that rule, traded for picks. I would say halfway through the season, some teams who were losing started just giving their players away, right, to these teams who were in the higher tier currently in those standings. And so it got to be, right, Ryan and Corey, I believe, and I think there might have been one other team that just had a stacked team mid-year because these other, you know, lower tier teams were giving their managers
players for picks.
Play, right.
We're, but that, see, their to their defense, that makes it more real. But again, it's fantasy football.
It does.
It's fantasy football.
So,
but
right, of course. And so why I think partially why I got the nickname Bozo and why this is I'm with Bozo kind of stemmed in a way from me is I did put my foot down midway through the year and said, okay, trading for draft picks is no longer. I gave like a 2 or 3 week notice, like, hey, at this date, we're done. And that was it. And so, of course, I caught a lot of grief for that. And oh, changing the rules and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, and
blah.
It all, and the trades thing was before that, like taking our power away on vetoing trades just because people, I get why you did it. You don't have to explain yourself. People just were using personal vendettas against other people that literally made no sense for fucking fantasy. And sorry, pardon my French.
Just
whatever.
Just
we're after hours.
Veto just to, right.
Right. They're vetoing trades just because they didn't want somebody to have somebody. And that's 100% not how it should be. So I backed you there. So.
Yeah, so
it is what it is. We can get into that with everybody else throughout the year. Right. Hashtag everybody get ready, because you'll be on here too.
That's right. I like it. So yeah. So anyway, just wrapping that up, just the rules and stuff. So I had to step in, become a dictator, make some of these decisions.
Air quotes.
To keep the integrity of the league, right?
Okay.
I wanted to somewhat try to be fair. Yes, you have your more knowledgeable managers, but at the end of the day, like.
Yeah,
I wanted to be as fair as possible. So that's why I had to step in and make those rules on my own without getting a league vote. And that's partially how I got, if you can read that shirt.
Oh, yeah. For those that can't, you probably can. Detroit's own Fantasy Football League 2019 Best Bozo Commish.
Right. So
we'll get him to take that tail feather later.
Yeah. Well, of course. So I mean, that was kind of, high level lead, some of the changes throughout. If we want to keep on, just so we can explain to the audience, the keepers. So you can get two keepers, and how it works is whatever round you drafted them in the previous year, or it doesn't have to be you, if you traded for them, that's the round that you're going to keep them in. Now, if you keep them for 2 years in a row, the same player, he becomes your first pick automatically.
Overall, first round pick.
First round pick.
He becomes first your first round pick. And I specify that because I'm a victim of that this year.
You are. Right. And then if it was an undrafted, free agent or whatever, that he wasn't obviously drafted, he becomes your last pick.
Love that.
Your first time keeping him.
Love
your
that.
Last pick.
Then if you keep him again, which would miraculously ever happen, he would be your first round pick, right?
Not good value, but, right? It's
I don't know. Someone drafted Kamara in like the 15th round 1 year or something, didn't they? And kept him?
Yeah, it was the 13th round, 12th round, something. But then you keep him one more time, and then he's your first round pick, right?
I mean, but that's cool. You get value for him. That person got, wasn't that Sarks? I think. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't recall.
I don't pay too much attention to the draft boards, even though you lost them all. I forgot, anyways.
All right. Actually, hold on. I'll tell you. It was Rydog. Rydog kept Kamara.
So he drafted him a couple years ago late when he was a rookie, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I think he did. Or maybe there was a trade or something. Yeah, I don't know. There's too much BS that goes on.
Too many moving parts here.
Yeah, they like a lot of action. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
All right. A little bit background there on the league. How you doing, dude? I mean,
yeah, man,
how's life?
No,
how's Meg? Yeah, how's Emery? How's everything going? Good.
Yeah, everything. No.
House hunting's good. How was today? Where'd you go today?
So it was a house in Brighton.
Ooh.
It's just the same situation, right?
Okay. Give me $150,000 over asking. You can take it right now.
Overpriced. Yeah. So the house we went to today, literally, I can probably push the deck. I mean, it was an elevated deck. It needed to be ripped off, torn down, replaced. The bathrooms needed updated. So that's what we're seeing right now, right?
Right.
So it's in a way a waiting game. But it'll come with time. Right?
Yeah.
Good things come to people.
Patience is a virtue, ain't that right?
That's amen. So
tight.
Yeah. No. Emery's good. Meg's good. We're just. Living life, right?
Yeah, how was you were just in Tennessee recently, right?
Tennessee,
Gatlinburg? Pigeon Forge, I think, yeah.
It was basically
the same spot, right where we were at for your bachelor party, huh? Brings back a little bit of memories.
The go-kart, you remember the go-karts we went to?
Duh.
we were, I think, across the street one night for I don't know.
So it's funny about that whole situation. Danielle has a friend that has an Airbnb that she rents out in Pigeon Forge.
Nice.
And obviously Danielle follows her on Instagram, whatever. So there's pictures of, the sunsets in Tennessee, the mountains, blah, 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 what they have from their Airbnb. Well, Danielle's very good friends with Liz, Kevin's girlfriend. So they're Snapchat friends. So Liz is posting, I believe it was some stories on Snapchat or something, where the sunset and the railing kind of looked like it might have been Danielle's friend's Airbnb that you guys were staying at.
Really? Well, yeah. So,
well, I don't know, though.
I might not.
Oh, yeah, the king.
Yeah,
king's in the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just a little side note that I saw. I was like, damn, yeah, well, maybe. I'll mention it to Eric. Who knows?
Yeah, well, this house that we stayed in, I think it was a couple years old. Like, it was just built.
Okay,
so it's brand new. 5 bedrooms, 7 baths. Like, I mean, it was huge. So, probably not.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you never know. Who knows?
Right.
You never know what they're doing.
I mean, anyway.
It's nice. I mean, I saw some pictures. It was nice. Darn.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Good time. Spent a lot of time, obviously, with the family there. And, yeah, went to Dollywood.
See what Scotty and all them and everybody. It's probably good to see Kevin meeting you guys up there and whatnot.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, that he moved to Florida. So.
Yeah.
That's good to always see him.
It's wild. So, you did mention... this league's been about what you said 6 years.
This is year six of this.
Okay.
Fantasy football.
I'm not 100% on all of this. Obviously, my knowledge of this is probably not as good as yours. There has never been a repeat winner.
No.
Or nobody's won twice.
Yes, for Detroit Zone.
Right. Because Corey won it in my league in my year once. That was it. It was only 1 year of me. What?
No.
I thought it was only 1 year. Fat Stacks?
Blake won.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
And I think
that was it.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Because I think it went those two. But then, yeah, the Detroit Zone, it's always been somebody new.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Who won the first season of DO?
So, Corey, which I believe his name was Matt Forte Hands.
Yeah.
This was when from the Bears, right? Yeah. Matt Forte, he was the PPR kind of stuff. Ugh. So yeah, Corey won the inaugural DO fantasy league, and I wish if I knew how to do the camera, I would show you the trophies and stuff.
So yeah, that's funny you mentioned. That was my next thing. Is what I mean? Obviously, I know I'm in the league. This is more or less for the audience and whatnot to kind of chime in on. What do we get like if we win? Yeah. I mean, I know obviously everybody does fantasy to win some ched. We don't need to get into any types of numbers on how much money. Yes, obviously first place wins some money, but what's the real like?
Yeah, so I mean, it's more of
juice.
Right? I mean, money's money. Money will always be there, right? It's like, what can you take home, showcase to your friends and family? Like, man, okay, this guy know what he's doing. So, from year one, I would always purchase a Lombardi trophy. I think it's 18 inches tall. I don't know the material, but it's pretty heavy.
If I knew we were gonna start describing stuff, I would just take a walk next. In the room over there and show you one.
Yeah, you could, right? Yeah, you could go get it and show the audience.
I could.
But so everyone gets...
it's not about me, though. It's about you.
Yeah, right? Good. So everyone gets that trophy. And on there it just says Detroit's Own Fantasy Football League, the year champion. And then I have in my possession in a perpetual trophy that... it's the same Lombardi trophy, but then it sits on a 4x4 block that has small plaques with each winner year over year over year, which I just,
keep with like their possession. Team name on it and whatnot, right?
Exactly. Team name and their real name and their nickname, right? In the year that they won. So, it seems to go well.
So do we still give out cash or do we just do it through Venmo now? Like, are you still giving a fat stack like the foundation says?
I hear you. Either or,
Winner's choice?
Obvious, right? I mean, obviously with the digital market these days.
Right.
I mean,
I'm going to put that shit right in my Bitcoin wallet.
Memo, and anything, right? Yeah, no, right? Anything. So I usually bring cash,
Yep.
Go to the bank.
I mean, people bring cash, they turn in cash, they probably want it back.
And they get, right. So, but this year I got all but... two people, them like gave me cash and everyone else Venmo me, so
makes sense, man. It's the way of the world nowadays.
It's so easy, right? Yep. It's one click of a button. it's kind of scary because
I mean,
one click of a button, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, but you know what? Us as Americans, we pay for convenience, baby, so that's fine.
That's
I'm gonna do it.
Hey,
it's free app, whatever. I'll pay a couple little fees,
right?
It's fine,
Convenience sells.
Convenience sells 1,000,000%. If you can make something convenient for people, you're going to make some money.
That's it.
All right, moving right along here. We went through all the trophies and whatnot. So let's just fast forward to this season, right? Let's come up to this season. Kind of came up quick, in my opinion. I kind of was like, oh, shoot. Baseball season's halfway through. Here's football. And so we have a deadline, obviously, to keep our keepers, to get our keepers into you for the next season coming up. You made a questionable comment this year in our group text. Or I say questionable comment because you used the word questionable in your comment. And there were some questionable keepers for people this year and huge opportunities because of this. I would like just to know specifically, and I'm sure there's some other people in this league who would like to know specifically, what teams and what players were you talking about either A, being kept where they shouldn't have been, or B, players that didn't get kept that should have been?
So my comment was more to stir the pot a little bit. I will say that, right? It was just,
sorry, folks, I'm wasting your time. If you're still listening to this podcast, you could probably just hang up right now.
It was to cause a little commotion, but I will say this, like the one misstep that I think that was somewhat could be huge given his team now, which we can go through in a little bit, was Mike. Mike didn't keep anybody, which you're allowed to, right? So you can keep up to two, can keep zero.
Zero, yeah, okay. I mean, sometimes that's what you got to do. I was down in the dumps. I kept the defense 1 year. Like, Mike, I got your back, bro. Yeah, I think I won. No, that was the season after.
No, that was like 3 years ago. You kept the defense. So,
sometimes that's how it be, bro. That's how it be.
Right. Right. So after people submitted their keepers, you know, I looked through every roster from last year to say, okay, if I was this manager, who would I keep? And arguably everyone probably, you know, there might have been a few changes, but maybe not a lot of difference. We won't know till the end of the year, right?
Just true. Value. Yes. Right, right.
Mike's the biggest, I think, mishap here, not taking someone, was Mike, which he had the overall first pick. So before we submit our keepers, we know the draft order, right?
From the Banff, which we didn't explain what the Banff is, but I'll touch base on that.
Yeah. So we know the draft order going to the keepers. So Mike had first overall pick. So he had Stephon Diggs that he drafted last year and or picked up, traded for, in the fourth round. And now let me all, you know, remind you, this is two keepers in theory, so there could be 24 players already off the board. So not keeping Stephon Diggs in the fourth round, which they're saying or projecting is going to, be top five?
I mean, he led the league in catches last year. I mean.
I mean, right? So.
He's got Oops.
No, you know what?
I mean.
You're right?
Regardless of where he got him or drafted him, I mean, top player in the league. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't view him that way. I mean,
that's what I'm gonna get at. You only know what you know, right?
And
there's a huge range of fantasy skill and knowledge in this league. So
you just say a very wide
not
range.
Not calling you out, but you know where you end on that teeter totter there. Right along with me, because, yes, I may know a lot, but
Really finished. Still, though, like, if I look at – okay, like, we have the app on our phone. I'm sure that every person in this league right now has the app on their phone to set their lineup because we're all active and we kind of essentially care about this league. So I can tell how somebody's doing by literally clicking on them on my roster. Just click on their name and it'll bring up right with – like, so – To not have knowledge, like, yeah, okay, Mike's maybe not the most football guy. I mean, nobody really is because, here we are talking about football on a podcast instead of playing it. But you still got to know that, like, you got a top talent on your team.
Right.
In theory, yeah. If you don't follow, you know.
Right.
Regardless how bad you do, you still got one person on your team, even if it's a defense, even if it's a kicker. We all know how he loves Justin Tucker. He might as well kept Justin motherfucking Tucker.
Yeah, he still kept his name. So this year I have Tucker. Mike still has kept his name as,
of course.
What is it? Tucker something.
For life or something.
Bad Mother Tucker.
Yeah, see?
And he's still, so he knows Justin Tucker, which I think he drafted him, in the 10th round last year.
Early.
So anyway,
back to your, for a kicker. Early?
Super early, because you should be last two.
So I know Ride Dog was a little voicing his opinion on this comment you made. Was there anything about his team, or is it just him being him?
No, I don't.
He did a solid job of. I thought.
So if I'm looking over here, I got the.
I figured.
Got another screen looking at it, right?
I mean, so you got to have all the info, even though you lost half of it.
Yeah, so, no, Rye Dog had a predict. I mean, he had a stack. So,
who to keep?
Ryan is one of those guys who had a stack team last year.
Million picks, yeah.
Trades, right? So, he had, who did he keep? Metcalf in the sixth and Josh Allen in the fifth. But then he had to do what he had to do. He really did have tough decisions because he did have.
Because you have such good talent at each position. Right. Good talent at each position that it's like. There's no clear. I mean, there might have been one like clear standout person to keep.
Like,
yeah,
no,
but then it's like at his, you
no
know, maybe
me
at his
Josh
decision,
Allen
he's
in the fifth.
Right.
In a two quarterbacks, you know, super
I'm doing
flex,
that all day.
No-brainer.
In one of my other leagues, actually, I ended up having to auto pick my first
Mike
two picks.
Was,
I got three quarterbacks on that, didn't it? Oops. But you can start two. So I ended up. I got Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Kyler Murray on accident because I was at a softball tournament. I had to queue up my people, and I figured I had a late pick, 11th, like I did in this league. Queued up, okay. Well, I figure one of them is going to go. It's two quarterbacks. One of them is going to go by the 11th pick. I'll just take the other two on my snake backs, and then I'll see it by the third pick. Oops, that didn't happen. So I got Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray. Then my fourth pick was Adam Thielen, and then that's when I saw my team, and then I started drafting it like. Right before my softball game started.
You did say this is a 2 QB league?
Yes. Like so my flex in that league can be like ours.
Super flex. I mean, damn. I mean, talk about though. So run through your team.
My running backs are garbage, dude. Raheem Mostert.
Right? You're not gonna
I got Adam Thielen. I don't know what off the top of my head. They're kind of all jumbled together.
No,
but
that's all good. But here's the thing. Because if we talk about drafts, kind of relates to me a little bit in my strategy. Obviously, this wasn't your implied strategy, but now you have trade bait, right?
True.
I mean, you said you have Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen,
and
Kyler
Murray. People are already flooding my inbox. Yo,
Josh,
if you want to trade one of them, let me know.
Right, yeah.
So I'm just...
If I were you, I would keep Pat and Kyler and offload.
Well, there's teams out there that don't have good quarterbacks. So, like, there's going to... God forbid, I'm not doing this to wish this upon anybody, but there's going to be injuries. Something's going to happen. So, like,
it's fantasy, baby.
That's what I mean. So, like, maybe I'm trying to, maybe Pat Mahomes gets hurt something this year. I got to have somebody to back him up, or maybe one of the other ones gets hurt, or like, whatever. Like, I got to have, I took Joe Burrow in another league that I was in yesterday that I did a draft in. I took Joe Burrow in like the fucking 13th, 14th round. He was still around. Because it's only a one quarterback league.
Sorry, this is one QB.
Yeah, that's a one quarterback league. But like, I drafted Pat Mahomes when it's funny. I've had the 11th pick in my three leagues. It's insane. So I ended up taking Mahomes, and then I double backed and took Tyreek Hill. Got that double dip. Thank you. Love you. And
send me one of those.
What's that?
I said, send me one of those. I'm thirsty. I'm parched.
The old Surge 8-pack.
I like that.
I'm not a big Lime fan, but it'll do. It's just, I mean, the two quarterback thing and like, it's cool.
But there's strategy to it.
There is.
Yeah.
The keeper and the whole keeper thing with me this year, when I was saying I had earlier in the podcast, I was saying I had that rule came into effect where I drafted Dalvin Cook last year with my first. No, okay, so I drafted Kyler Murray 2 years ago with my, like, 7th-round pick or 8th-round pick. I kept him that year, so he was still my 7th-round pick.
Yep.
Now, I won the championship last year. That was last year, so that was my first year keeping him. If I wanted to keep Kyler Murray again this year, he would have been my first pick. Well,
correct.
In the draft prior, I took Dalvin Cook with my first pick, and if I wanted to keep Dalvin Cook and Kyler Murray, I technically couldn't physically do both because Kyler Murray, that rule, Kyler Murray becoming my first pick, if I kept him, he would be my first pick, therefore deeming Dalvin Cook ineligible to be a keeper if I kept Kyler Murray. Right?
Correct.
So now I don't keep Kyler Murray. I keep, if I want to keep Dalvin Cook, he's just my first round pick because that's where I drafted him. And so if I want to keep him again, he's still going to be my first round pick, even though that's where I drafted him anyways.
Correct, because that's where you drafted
him. Third year, you're not eligible for keeping, right? That was something you didn't say in the beginning. It's only 2 years, right? Or did say
it? No, I said, I did.
Okay.
I think I did. I said you can keep the same guy for two years.
2 years, and that's it.
You got it. You can't keep him again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. No, I like it. With that, though, I mean, yeah, it's just strategy, right?
Strategy. Oh, believe me, I know. I mean,
people say fantasy football, it's
like, I made zero trades last year. I didn't trade any draft picks, you know? Stocked up on what I thought was going to work to win, and it did.
Ship the Dotties. That's
right. All right. Enough with you're the commissioner. We know that, obviously. We're here.
Yeah.
We're, 20-some minutes into this. Let's get to you as a GM and your team.
Okay.
With your keepers, let's backtrack a little bit. You talked about the big championship trophy that has everybody's plates on it from the past years.
Yeah.
If I do remember correctly, your name is on that. Or no?
I wish. That was the truth.
Did you not win?
No.
Did you win?
No. So.
I thought you won.
I haven't.
See, that's why I'm a bozo.
Yeah. Well, duh. So, no, I haven't. I haven't won. I think.
Oh, that's why I put that in the notes, if any.
I think I made the playoffs maybe twice.
Out of six seasons? Years. Ooh.
Yeah, pretty bad. And here's the sad thing about not knowing all. So, I think I told you, I had from year one all these stats and on my computer.
Yes, and, I do remember that. That's why I've been hinting at you losing information. This is the story.
Computer crashed. So I had all the stats of playoff average, finishing and regular season and points. So I think I maybe made the playoffs twice out of the 6 years, never cashed. I don't think I've ever gotten third, so top three spots pay.
Right, top points, right, too?
Yeah.
In the league? Even if you get the most points in the league and you finish in fourth, you get money.
Yep.
Your money back, or like 100 bucks or something?
You get your buy-in back.
Buy-in back, okay, cool.
Yep, get your
buy-in. See, I still don't been in this league for 6 years, and rules be changing every fucking 5 minutes, so I always got to make sure. I don't know what's truth, what's not. You know how we do.
But the funny thing is a lot of these things we vote on. So
true, which I do like. I also do like that.
If you show up early, or if you show up even on time to the draft, maybe you would know.
Draft starts when I'm there, baby. I'm always on time.
Yeah, I mean,
Party
don't start till
if you're on time, you're early.
You're late.
No, you're early. Late. I guess it's all perspective, right? It's all perspective.
If you're early, you're on time.
No.
Did we just say the same thing?
I don't know. Did we just become best friends? All right. All right.
Let's
see. You didn't win anything. You've been in the playoffs a few times. So why?
Yeah.
We don't have to go back years ago. Maybe we'll just do it last year and. That's it. Why? What happened last year? Were you one of the good teams?
No, of course. I think, looking back from what I can recall, what wins fantasy to me, at least in my opinion, is two great running backs, right? And so looking back, my drafts have only
it's
been
got bitter beer face.
One RB1 and maybe RB3. I've never had great QBs, running backs, my wide receiver. It's probably just a bad draft, right? And then making the right pickups and trades. So
pickups and trades so it just sounds like you're bad. It sounds like you don't know how to be a general manager. You just know how to be a bozo commish. That's what it sounds like. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Listen,
I'm only saying that because look. I won it last year. I didn't make any trades. How many transactions did I make last year? Probably four. I didn't even pick anybody up. Yeah, my quarterback was Kirk Cousins, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Kirk. Well,
good. You said we needed stud running backs. Okay, granted, yes, I had Dalvin Cook. I had DeAndre Swift, and I think I was streaming. I would even have to look. I think at one point it was like Leonard Fournette. I remember there was a game last year I had to start two tight ends. And I won.
Yikes.
And I won.
Of course. Hey, that's what winners do. They find a way.
So, also, you said that you can't – I mean, you need stud running backs. Again, obviously, I'm a big advocate of that's not always true because I won last year without it. Yeah, we have wide receivers. But also, the first time I ever won was like 5 years ago, and it was the same type of league to play two quarterbacks. PPR, full point. Dude, you have two quarterbacks. You have three sick wide receivers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, like, who's running the ball. If you have quarterbacks that are getting you 20-plus points every game, and then you have wideouts that are getting you 10-plus points a game, you can start in that league. It was three wide receivers. I think that's in ours, too. Is ours just two?
Yeah, ours is three.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So we have a full-point PPR also, right? Or half-point.
We did. It's full-point PPR.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I mean. So you could potentially get, you know, 20, 40, 50 points. You know, if you're averaging, in my eyes, if you're averaging 10 points per position on average, it's pretty good.
You're doing okay.
You're doing pretty good. And that was my goal last year. I was like, I need to draft guys that are going to get me to 9 and 10 points. And they did. I didn't have that many injuries. Dalvin Cook was out for a few games. I mean, a few good pickups, whatever.
No.
But
I can agree. Like, let me elaborate a little maybe on your mindset there. So, right, from that perspective, if you have two great quarterbacks, your wide receivers are good.
They got to stay healthy. I mean, that's it. That's
right. Well, right.
Because if you get wideouts, they're going to get the ball. They're going to get the ball.
Right. Well, because So you have your good wide receivers. They're probably going to get their fair share of at least targets.
Who what are they going to do with it?
Really gonna
how them hands?
To receptions, right? So to your point, that's valid. And plus, you know, you had the combo, right? Because you had Cousins with Justin Jefferson,
which
and Adam Thielen.
Was a late pickup. Who was the keeper of mine this year?
Yeah, no, that's...
I kept two Vikings. And then I got Kyler Murray back in the second round. Who? Wee! Coming back for the repeat, kid.
Right. So if you can find an offense that runs through those players mostly, right. Yes, obviously Dalvin Cook on the ground, but so that strategy would work. If you get the double dip, right, with the QB wide receiver.
I feel like you just got to have guys that are always in the action.
Well, right, and to me, valid, but and to me, a running back, in my opinion, is always in the action because...
Is he, though? He doesn't have to touch the ball. He blocks a lot. I mean, he runs routes that he doesn't catch the ball on. He's wasting plays.
He does.
But I guess wide receivers is the same thing. They run a bunch of routes and they don't catch the ball. They throw it to somebody else. So it's, I mean, it's a give and take type thing.
Yeah, no, but to that, that's valid. But to that, like, think as the running back, as the catcher. Well, I used to be a catcher.
Catcher?
You're a lefty.
You're talking about, catch, right? We're talking about baseball? You're a receiver?
We're talking about baseball. So,
being the receiver.
You're a catcher. Like, you feel like you're in the play every pitch, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's because the ball's coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that position. Yeah, maybe that you can view that as the quarterback, but that also can be the running back because even if it's not a run play, does the running back not have the option to leak out, get a slip pass?
Not always, bro. You got to stay in and protect, cuz.
So does the wide receiver get that option when it's a running play?
It all depends on the scheme you run. That's what I mean. Majority of the time, RPOs are, see, now you're getting me going. RPOs are moving in, bro. RPOs are moving in. Look at all the guys that are getting drafted. Mahomes, Justin Love, or Jordan Love. All these dudes are running these RPOs that, yes, they look like run plays. The wide receivers get the options to take off. They have to now. Before it was a let's block Wes Welker type thing. Like Terrell Owens, like, I'm getting up in your grill, putting you on the turf type thing. Like, now it's like, no, I'm going to brush up on you and run right by you.
For sure. Let me ask you this. Are you...
That's why I think Jamar Chase is.
Say that again?
I said that's why I think Jamar Chase is going to be good.
Yeah.
He's that big athlete.
And we'll talk about that, too. I have that written down on my notes. Where or how do you see the league, like the NFL, proper how it's moving as far as the way the game's played on the offensive end. Like, more of the, well, you mentioned RPOs, more of the scrambling quarterbacks.
It's entertaining.
Right.
It's entertaining. Don't get me wrong. I love smash mouth, line them up, I formation, like drive it down their throat, running backs, like getting 40 touches a game. I love it when they're doing their thing. I don't like getting seeing 40 touches a game when they're running for 2 yards, 3 yards, right. You know, like right. That kind
That's
of
boring.
Stuff.
That's boring. That doesn't excite fans, no. Right?
No. I mean, and it doesn't, nowadays, it doesn't win football games either, so they should not be doing it. If the run game is not working and you're not averaging 3 to 4 yards per carry, four to five yards per carry, dude, you got to change up your running scheme. And I think, being a big Steelers fan that I am, they are going to be doing that now that they got Najee Harris.
Yeah, Big Ben probably
They need to do something like that. I think this is the last year, maybe the next year is on his contract, I think.
All right, so speaking about the Steelers, let's talk. I mean, that rookie sensational.
Najee?
I mean, he'll obviously...
It's funny, I should go back over there. I don't know if you watched my video yesterday of what I opened on my... Facebook page.
Oh, I did it.
Little mini helmet.
So, like, Najee Harris, he went 14th overall in our league. Nick got him in the second round with the second.
Sniped him. I mean.
But, like, he's an. I mean, obviously, he's a rookie.
He's not. Well.
I don't. Should that's he another, drafted that high, though? You don't. You can speculate, of course.
See? Now you're contradicting yourself. Running back, heavy. League wins champion, earlier. Running backs win championships. So, like,
I understand, but
so, given the track record of the Steelers running games in the past few years, besides, I'll give you last year because James Conner, I don't know, something I think was messed up in his head. Their offensive line was a little banged up. They were, I mean, obviously, they started out phenomenal, but you know, obviously, they broke down a little bit. They didn't run that well, they were just very timely type of wins, but. Given their track record with Le'Veon Bell and the running backs they've had, the line they've had, the zone scheme.
Well, James Conner, what, 4 years ago? 3 years ago? James Conner,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, like, given their zone scheme that they run as well a lot, you know, letting the running backs pick their holes, I think, I mean, he is set up.
Where he's going
to
excel.
On paper, he's set up to have a solid season and probably be a featured number one tailback for the Steelers this year. I think he is. I mean, I haven't looked at the Steelers thing today, but last time I checked, he was their featured back. Like, there's nobody even really close. Yeah. So, I mean, it only makes sense to feed him. But we also know the little, you know, quirks of Alabama running backs in the pros. There's only been one that's really good is Derrick Henry. So
Derrick Henry,
it took him a few years. Yeah,
it took him a few years because he was always behind.
Chris Johnson wasn't it? No, that was too long ago.
DeMarco Murray.
In Tennessee?
What,
no, DeMarco Murray was in Dallas, wasn't he? Yeah, was he in Tennessee first? I don't know.
No, yeah, it wasn't DeMarco. No, who was it anyway? But he was always behind someone.
Eddie George?
I always had my eye on him. I'm gonna look this up because I'm curious.
Yeah, we're on computers. All right. So obviously you haven't won, and we came to the conclusion that it just comes down to you not being good at managing a team. You even said it yourself.
And unlucky.
You just said it yourself. Oh, bad draft picks. Oh, the bad trades. Bad pickups. Like, da da da.
I said it. I'll take it.
It's fine. We know you don't draft bad. It's just how it goes. Injuries. Sometimes you play teams that are fucking good when they shouldn't be. Yeah. You know, you have bad weeks. You know, it is what it is. Nobody's perfect. Obviously, when I came into this league, I was doing really well in fantasy. I didn't even sniff the playoffs until, like, last year.
Last year.
That's what I mean. I've been the bottom feeder in this league for years. I've been bringing beer to the draft parties for, I don't know, ever since we started. I know we haven't really been doing it for a while, but had we been doing it for a while, I probably would have had to bring it 3 or 4 times before I even did bring it the one time. So.
Right. Yeah, no.
You know, it just takes time. I get it. I get it. Your situation, it takes time. You'll be there. And... it's funny because then you're not going to be able. I was thinking of this when I came over to get my trophy this year. I was like, "Damn, what happens when he wins it? Like, he doesn't have a trophy ceremony with anybody. He just goes and gets it made and sits at home and oh, yep, I'm a champ. Oh, see you later."
Right? Who presents it to me?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I guess, well, maybe I could do that, or maybe Nick or something.
Let's cross that bridge when we
get there. Yeah, when we get there. If that's a big if we ever get there. So your keepers this year.
Yeah, let's talk.
What was your strategy? I mean, I guess you don't need to tell me. Yeah, I guess you can tell me your strategy now that it's over. Like what were you trying to do with your keepers and then your draft, like what you're trying to get in the draft based on where you kept your guys?
No, valid. So my team, so last year I finished, I think, 9th or 10th out of 12, right? So I didn't make the playoffs, which good means number, though, most right? likely I didn't have a good team. So I didn't have a bunch of, like, value players, you know, in the later
clearly,
rounds.
Clearly, right.
His ADP is 2 or 3 rounds ahead.
Okay.
So I picked up – so with my strategy knowing, like, hey, running backs, good running backs win you leagues, and that's my strategy, right?
Correct.
So I'm like, let me load up on – see what running backs I have, and let me see if I can potentially get value for them, you know, by trades, or if I can use them, right? So who I kept, both free agents, so they were my last two picks.
Smart. For trying to rebuild, obviously you are.
Rebuild, was, bear with me.
Oh, I had it right here.
Oh, sorry. Damian Harris for the Patriots.
Yep.
So, and Chase Edmonds for the Cardinals.
Both big fan of his. I'm a big fan of his. I think I might have dropped him last year, and that's how you were able to pick him up, because I think he was one of the running backs I was streaming when DeAndre Swift got hurt, and he put up some numbers for me. I think it was last year. It might have been 2 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I don't recall.
I mean, I've had other leagues, whatever, but.
Right, when I picked him up. But he, big fan know, of he's, his. He's been Kenyon Drake's handcuff, right? So now that he's gone to – where did Kenyon Drake go? He's someone's backup, Saints? Right? He's not the starter. Are they doing a committee?
Did he go to the Saints or something?
No, he's not with Kamara.
I thought he did.
Anyway, so now that Chase Edmonds, right, has, you know, that RB or the starting – I know, arguably
he's probably RB. He's behind Ray Josh Jacobs in Vegas.
Oh, okay, so there you
go. And who won starter role between Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake 12 hours ago? Ooh, way. Value over that's there, baby.
Talk about a bust. Josh Jacobs, right, in 2 years. Like,
I mean, he did good his rookie year.
Well, he really, last year, did nothing.
Yeah, sophomore slump, dude. Look at everybody in the second year. Sophomore slump
is true.
Well, not all of them. So leading to that, well, no, I was going to say a little Herbert action, Burrow, Tua. Second year, do you count this as their second year? I mean, a lot of them played last year.
Oh, of course you do.
Burrow, I mean, got hurt, but, I mean.
Yeah. So maybe it'll be his first
one. Like, are these rookie quarterbacks going to be good? Like, there's a lot of also, well, not, I guess not rookie quarterbacks, just young quarterbacks. There's, you know, Mac Jones just beat out Cam.
Let's talk about the rookie quarterbacks this year, right? So we got Mac Jones, right, who you mentioned, just beat out Cam at New England. Which
he the next Tom Brady?
Let's be honest. Like,
it's for a discussion
for
another day.
He fits that offense, right? Belichick's offense. Stand in the pocket.
Yeah, if we're like TV. Right, make the easy, smart throw. Let your wide receivers do the play.
Yeah, right. Make the smart plays and then play tough nose.
Come
defense.
Try that's, and that's be Tom Brady. Belichick way. Is how I feel. Belichick way. No, come try and be Tom Brady. Look, this is how Tom Brady did it. This is how you're gonna do it. Is how I feel.
Does that not make sense?
100% million sense.
Right. Yeah.
You want six rings or however many he's got? 7 rings. You got to do what he did.
Try to replicate what made you.
You'll never duplicate it. Exactly. Never duplicate Tom Brady. He's one in a million. That guy's one in a trillion bajillion. But you can replicate it. You can never duplicate it. Yeah. Right? Is that what I meant?
Yeah. So
I'm excited.
So then we have, Garoppolo got the starter for now over in San Fran with Trey Lance. I think Garoppolo was named the starter, but.
Was that today? That's news to me.
No, that came out.
Because I thought that was still up for debate when I would check last.
Gosh, am I seeing the future?
I mean, maybe you're the king.
Is that why I'm the commish?
Maybe, I don't know.
So anyway, so I'll look into that. But I thought it. No, I gotta look up now because I swear I thought I know.
So, getting back to your keepers in your draft, where. what do you think is your most valuable pick? I know we're talking about young quarterbacks. Maybe let's talk about maybe a Jalen Waddle type.
Okay, yeah. So you're looking at my squad.
I mean, I see Deshaun Watson on here. I mean, what was that? Was that auto-picked? Is he going to play?
So about that, I thought to myself, and this was eighth round. So
value.
There were still some value picks out there that I could have grabbed. And
Could be one. I mean, he's still a top quarterback if he plays. He's not convicted.
Yeah.
I was listening to the 97.1 ticket today. Shout out to Mike Valeni. He's not been convicted of anything yet. And it's taken a very long time to even have it happen. Not that I'm saying, don't get it twisted. I ain't advocating for what he did, clearly. But I'm just saying, if he's going to play football between the white lines on Sundays.
No.
I'm saying if he does.
Oh, if. That's value for days.
That's my point. I get it. If he doesn't, grab him. See you later. Waste of an eighth round pick.
Well, to that point, I guess because it executes tomorrow. I just dropped Watson.
Okay.
For the only starting quarterback that we
don't
have.
Don't tell me. I could go get him right now.
Waivers.
I could go get him right now.
You could. You could.
I'm not doing that. Whatever. See, I'm fair. See? Yeah. I'm fair.
So I'm dropping him. Because the stuff that's coming out, it's not looking good. But supposedly, which doesn't make sense to me, the Miami Dolphins are interested in him.
Really?
Like go on my team and click on his notes, and I'm just like, wait, what? They just drafted Tua. They traded up for Tua.
Maybe they're
but they're saying, you know, I mean the. You see that shit?
Wow. It went away. Where'd it go?
It's crazy to think because obviously with the
Dolphins owner Stephen Ross really wants Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson yesterday at 10:20 a.m. What?
Right? Explain that to me. When they traded up 2 years ago for Tua.
I mean, Tua is a lefty, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, okay, so maybe I don't know, dude. Maybe they're starting. So the Dolphins have a lot of young talent. They have a lot of young draft picks. They have a lot of young guys on the team. Maybe
Jaden Waddle, man. I got him pegged for the big.
Maybe Tua's not really meshing with the young guys, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he needs some type of leadership. I mean, Tannehill was there, wasn't he? And he left. So, like, and then.
That was Fitzmagic.
Oh, yeah, Fitzmagic. Yeah. Fitzmagic was there, and that's veteran leadership, and now he's gone. So now you have Tua on his own. He's probably thinking, this is Alabama again. I'm going to huck and chuck everything all over the place, like that's 50 true. Yards in the air, which that's is true. Not going to happen. So, maybe they're thinking they might need a safety blanket for him because maybe he won't pan out and they don't have anybody. And then, you know, Deshaun Watson's kind of on the down slope right now. Everybody's kind of like, ew, who would want him? Like, maybe there's potential upside there if everything works out in Deshaun's favor with everything. Yeah, so I see what you're doing there with the value wise. Waddle, I like him. I can't see where you drafted him at though. That's the thing. I don't have the draft in front of me. See on ESPN it shows you.
And I'll tell you. So let me.
Oh, here it is. Drafted in the ninth round with the fifth pick, 101st overall. So value. So you're thinking long term, right, with him? Probably a couple years.
I mean, if he busts out right this year, he becomes hopefully should. Their number one wide receiver there.
Ahead of Matthew Kirk. I mean, Saquon can get back to how he was his rookie year. I mean, because he was plagued with injuries last year. I mean, Michael Thomas already is. He's already in your IR spot.
I knew he was, probably out for first couple months of the year. Then now, though, he wants to be traded. Like, I think, allegedly.
What, does he not trust Jameis?
Right. Well, yeah, or right, who's around him.
I'm used to Breeze, man, and I don't like Jameis. I gotta go.
Right. So I knew. So I drafted him, in the seventh round, Michael Thomas?
Yeah. Which.
We have an IR slot. So I was like, wow, he's still available in the seventh round. Michael Thomas, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll just draft him and put him on my IR spot and call it good, and hopefully he comes back.
Okay.
But that's when, if you see my team now, I didn't draft him. I picked up Marquez Callaway.
Yes, I saw that.
For
that's funny. He was actually he was on my queue. That's funny.
I guess he's got good chemistry with Jameis, and I mean, I don't know if you saw some of their highlights from their last game.
I did. He was making some catches. Yeah, I was gonna say he had some catches. Yeah, he was looking good. I mean, I've seen his preseason stats right here. He had 27 targets, 21 catches, 213 yards.
So let me about my draft.
That's actually that was my next question.
Yeah,
do anybody on your team that you think is sleepers that you got as a sleeper? Any of the picks give you the heebie-jeebies? Just kind of your ups and downs of draft night. I know I was there. Obviously, we do it in person every year. This year was at Sarko's house. It was nice. Very nice. Hadn't been there ever before. It was fun. It was a great time. Definitely can't wait to do it again. But yeah, give me your feel, your recap of your draft night and what was going on through your mind and whatnot.
So I thought I had a plan. Like, I didn't do much studying this year, I'll be honest. I only did it all.
Dude, I don't ever. Dude, studying?
Right. So,
what are we, in school?
I did minimal research. So I'm like, okay, I knew the keepers, obviously. I'm like, who potentially will be available at my slot? I was thinking Aaron Jones, which I really wanted. I mean, I love me some Aaron Jones, especially in that offense.
Yeah.
Or I would have had.
Especially if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play.
Oh, he's playing. That's
good. I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that later. I mean, you never know. He might not. He might not.
Right.
Jordan Love.
Right. So I had the fifth overall pick, and Corey at third, which threw me off. This is kind of what threw me off. He picked Patrick Mahomes, third overall, and
so, I don't blame him.
And he didn't even keep a running back. So his strategy, you know, we'll talk about that. But so that threw me off, right? He drafted a quarterback.
Kind of threw a wrench in the whole
running backs.
Yeah, right.
So it left some extra. I'm like, well, shit. And then Kevin takes Aaron Jones, who I thought he was going to take Zeke, or Austin Eckler, potentially. I'm in PPR, right? So Kevin takes Aaron Jones. I'm like, well.
What round is this you're talking?
This is first.
Okay.
My first overall
pick. Yeah, yeah.
And I took Saquon. I just know he's a beast and an animal, but like, now thinking about it, their offensive line is terrible. Like,
it's not that terrible. They tried to fix it in the draft a little bit. They drafted some young linemen, I think. I just hear Valenti bitching about it all the time.
It's gotten worse. But anyway, so.
Well, Danny Dimes is going to do his thing, bro. A lot of screen passes.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. So I wasn't a fan of my first pick. Second pick, I took Chris Carson. I know I need
so. So your strategy is you're going running back heavy. Regardless, like your first pick, you were taking running backs going into the draft with your first two picks, regardless of where you had your two picks, or your first pick. Your first pick was going to be a running back, whether it was one or it was 12. You were taking the best running back available. Best running back available was going to Eric Gordon on my pick, in your mind.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, because it's good to have two other running backs.
Right.
So I knew I was going to be weak in one position, which my position I'm weak in that I believe is wide receiver. So I did that because then I can use him as trade bait, right? If I can get I drafted five running backs. If I can have
If you can get a solid wide receiver for one of them or two of them.
Right, and so that was my strategy.
A middleman guy, okay. I like it.
If it pans out, that's, you know, that's what I hope.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, okay. Obviously, you got one of the best tight ends in the game, George Kittle.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was another one.
I mean, what do you mean that was another one? Do you think you reached for him? Like, I mean, I don't think. I mean, you got him in the third round. I mean, basically 30th overall. So you don't think George Kittle is one of the top 30 players in this league?
Nah, top 30.
I mean, you drafted him 29th, so you obviously think he is.
Well, this is where. This is like kind of my downfall is I've had, and you recall, I've always drafted Kittle, right?
Yeah.
Kittle's been always my tight end for the past 3 years.
What's the same thing that's always been the last 3 years with him on your team?
Say that again?
You drafted him the last 3 years, he's been on your team. What's the same thing that's happened the last 3 years
Yeah, of
that you've been
course.
on his team. So, hey, have you ever heard of the definition of insanity?
Yeah, that's me.
You're doing the same thing over and over again because you're expecting different results.
Expecting
Guess what?
Result, yeah.
You're going to get them,
but,
bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, you might. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But
So with that, right, I took George Kittle in the third because when he got to me.
Tight end doesn't impact it that much.
I know, right. And so that's where I'm like, should have let him go because I knew. I mean, I didn't draft my first wide receiver until the fifth round.
I mean, and we're back. Continuation of episode one. Commissioner Eric Gordon didn't know there was a 60-minute time limit. Growing pains over here at hashtag I'm with Bozo. Now we know.
Nothing new.
Nothing new. That's how it goes. Don't know where it cut off before. We're back. We're talking currently matchups. That was my next point that I was going to get with you is matchups of this week. Nothing crazy that I want to get into with like matchups of anybody like else in the league. Just your matchup, kind of what you're expecting. I mean, obviously you're projected to lose. I kind of just, you know, I mean, I see Tannehill's got COVID. Is he going to play?
I think he's on the 5.
I mean, bless his heart. Obviously, I love Ryan Tannehill. I hope he's okay.
Listen,
health forbid.
How crazy
but.
Is that? Like, you're because of this, what we're going through in the pandemic, a player's out because of COVID.
I know.
Like, how real does that hit?
I know. And, like, it's I was crazy. Even, it's crazy to think, even, too, like, people are talking, like, there's a quarterback room and there's the guy that we just pulled in off the street in on it because all the other three got COVID.
Right.
Like
what?
Right. Dude, what? Come on.
Right.
I mean, we don't need to get into the discussion of, like, vaccination and COVID and everything and that. I mean, I kind of feel, I feel like Valeni does. If you want to have the best shot at winning a championship and you're an NFL player, what's the best thing to do? Just ask yourself that. That's all you got to do.
Right.
I don't need to say it. Don't need to talk about it. Just ask yourself that. What am I going to do to put my team in the best position to win an NFL championship? What's, you know what I mean? What's the smartest thing to do?
Yeah. That's it.
If that's what you look at. I mean, everybody, you know, they value their whatever lives. And
it depends on what they value,
the
right?
Science, I mean, I know, like, people don't trust the science, and they don't know the effects down 10 years from now, but they also don't know the effects 10 years down the line from the protein shakes that they're drinking, you know? So there's a rebuttal to argument to everything. So, like, to each their own, do what you want to do. If you're going to play in the NFL, I would think you would do what it's going to be best for your team to win. Because that's why you're ultimately on the team. You're on the team because you help put the team in a position to do the ultimate goal. So just do that. Don't know what that is. Don't. That can be to anybody their own what that is. Right. Just do that.
Got it. No, I hear you.
Oh, good. This has been recording the whole time. You don't have to worry about that.
We're not going to worry about that. It's game time.
Oh, yeah. So you're playing Duncan, and you just told me that you think Duncan's going to win the league. So you're all in one.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you're all in one. Or no? Is that it doesn't work like that?
Yeah, well, no. So I would say so, right? It's not necessary how you start, right? For me, I got to think second quarter. No, I know. It's based on my draft and my strategy. I'm thinking second quarter, I need to make some trades, and we'll see how my team pans out.
I mean, he doesn't have a kicker right now, so I mean, you got to edge there, and you're still projected to lose. You got to pick up a defense, bro. I mean, I'm not one to tell you what to do, but you can't start Cleveland against Kansas City, bro.
Okay, I know. Normally, I would agree.
What do you mean normally? You got an empty bench spot. Michael Thomas is on your IR. Pick up a defense.
I already did. I picked up a guy.
All right, good.
I have six guys.
I know. I'm not one to tell you what to do.
Or
bro.
Five.
It better be all good. That's a big matchup there for you, bro.
Yes.
I mean, you think that you're playing the projected champion in your mind right now. You better come fucking guns blazing.
Hey, all I can do at this point is set the best lineup that I believe possible.
Team's looking good in practice. I mean, I know Tannehill's not practicing. He's got COVID. But everybody else is looking good. Saquon's looking good.
Yeah. So, Mark, Saquon will be – well, hopefully he'll be back. There's still – he's – They haven't decided yet on his status. So if not, then I have, you know, Chase Edmonds or Damian Harris to play.
Which I love Edmonds. Chase Edmonds. Right. Injury bug. We were talking about it earlier. It's kind of already been in effect this year. JK?
Yeah.
Dobbins? Not just kidding. JK Dobbins, I'm saying, is out.
Right. JK Dobbins, which kind of segments into our previous discussion, value, right? So obviously not knowing.
100%.
Drafted Gus Edwards in the 12th round. You know? Gus is, he's kind of already somewhat proven himself.
I'm about to mark that down. I got to pick Duncan's brain about that. About why I want to know what Duncan's thinking was when he's on here. I want to know what his thinking was just to do that. Oh, spell back. Maybe something happens. Maybe he has a good matchup, plays a lot, or something. Value, obviously. It's funny. It's just funny. Fantasy's crazy because everybody thinks like, I mean, not everybody thinks. I feel personally that like people think the draft and the championships and everything is made in the first four rounds of the draft.
All right. That's not
the case. You win the draft in the 8th, the 7th, 6th, 10th, 11th, 9th. Those rounds, if you get the right people in those rounds that don't get hurt and do a little bit better than what they're supposed to,
That's the picture of a
you're gonna be a
successful team
sitting with a little paperweight like you bowling. this is fun, dude. This is fun. This is the first time I've ever really done a podcast. I know we had a little bit of technical difficulties with the recording thing. Now I know it's 60 minutes, and I can just keep an eye on it every time. So that's good. We started about 9:30. You got to think. We started about 9:30. So we probably did miss about like 25 minutes of talk, which is fine because we have this. We have the video.
Of course.
But, I mean, people are going to be like, what the fuck on the podcast. But guess what? Hashtag growing pains over here with I'm with Bozo. That's him. Bozo.
Bozo, man. That's clearly you not knowing how to
time it. I guess I didn't give it the trial run of 1 hour to see what am I going to talk about for an hour by myself.
Valid.
You know? Okay. I didn't know. I guess you learn.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Hey, now you know for next time when you interviews these next
people. The next person, I guess we could kind of talk about that. I don't really have a significant way to pick who's up.
You're the host, so you assign it.
Yeah, so
Commissioner Rule.
I kind of wanted it to be a thing where people listened to the podcast to find out they were next on the episode, they were the next episode. Might be a little hard to do it with this one because kind of cut out a little bit, and I might have to. I mean, maybe I can kind of trim it together. I don't know. I got to play with everything and see.
That's
part of the growing pains of everything, but. A good, let's see. I mean, it's got to be, I don't know. We'll chat a little bit more for a second, and then I'll think of somebody. I kind of got a good feel for who I want it to be, but I'm not sure yet because it's a hard act to follow the commish. I mean, this is the inaugural podcast episode.
Set the stage.
So it's like, it's good, but I got to figure out who's going to be. Who's going to take it as serious as you do and as I do? I think everybody will. I think some people will be shorter than everybody else just because they might be a little shy to get on videos or talk or whatever or voice their opinions on stuff. I don't know. You just have conversations. I'm just trying to hang out with you guys. I miss you guys. You're my friends. I can't wait to see you. I really, actually, I'm mad at you. Mad at you because, I mean, I know you had prior commitments, but I really needed you on Wednesday. I really needed you on Wednesday. You played the whole season the best you could. You missed a few weeks.
Bro, don't remind me.
I know. And we only lost by four. You could clear that by yourself, bro. You could do that by yourself.
Right. Merck text me.
Woody played. Wait, what?
Yeah, well, so we.
Oh, Worm did. Nice. Okay, good. Merck.
The shortstop.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because
love that guy.
Yeah, because he's like, Yeah. Oh, dude, he's awesome. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he texted me. He's like, "Oh, I have a safe vacation. I'm sorry, I can't make it. Whatever." And then yeah, after the game, I'm like, "Hey, he's a cool dude, man."
Yeah, it's a lot of cool dudes. You know, I mean, I knew some of them when I was younger, obviously. So Raleigh Fingers, my dad ended up playing softball with his dad when I was younger, and they would go over to his house before the games, and then they would play at Bartlett.
Batter's about to die.
Oh, uh-oh. Well, that's good. Because we're on the verge of wrapping it up. I know you have a life to get to. You have to go to sleep. You got a baby that's probably crying back there. Emery, I hope she's doing well. I do appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to get on here with a live stream with ya boy, talking a little bit fantasy football. It's been a lot of fun. I'm very excited. I know this league does low deep down. I know we give everybody shit. This league means a lot to all of us, and it is a great group of friends. Some of these people I've known my whole life. Like, I've known Rye Dog and Corey, and I've known them for ever. Nick Sarkeesian, I mean, shoot, me and Nate were trying out for the Michigan Indians team together that you made, that I didn't make.
Your ass got cut.
I know. We could have been even friends before you came into freshman year, ninth grade Southline, had I made that team, you know? Too bad I couldn't throw my boy Deshaun, though.
Oh, yeah, he threw.
He was throwing. We had that drill where we had to stand at home plate and throw it to the outfield, and he was. I'll never forget that, dude. That was the one thing I remember about that tryout, is that we had to stand at home plate and we had to throw the ball down the third baseline, and they measured how far he threw it.
Yeah, I know. Mine went over defense.
But... Mike Waldrop, my buddy, made that team and didn't play because I didn't make the team. He was there with me at that tryout, and he made it, and he didn't. Yeah, he didn't play. He's like, "I'm not playing. If you're not playing, I'm not." I was like, "Dang."
Oh, damn! How's that?
That was a big move. I know.
I know, right?
I mean,
you became a stud. You became a stud.
Wish I had mine.
Super friends, baby.
Oh, there's one right here. So, yeah, I always got it with me.
Yeah, one love.
So again, no, I appreciate it. Like I said, I do want to keep everybody on their toes to listening to the podcast to know that they're going to be on the next one. We have chatted for a minute, and it's come to the I've come to the conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to call out my boy, Nick Cuddy Stark Daddy.
Ooh,
and he is going to be the next recipient of the hashtag I'm with Bozo podcast. We got a couple visitors, as we chime out for the evening. Ivy's over here, my little baby boy. Again, Eric, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. It was very
fun. It's a good conversation. Thanks for having
me. Good conversation. It was good to see you. Yeah. I got to see your face. I haven't seen your face in a few weeks. I look forward to seeing you soon. I know you're not too far away.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are chiming in on the podcast, give me a follow. It's on Spotify, hashtag I'm with Bozo. We're going to be here every Thursday night, coming at you live from the confines of our own homes, because we like to have our own majority fun on this. Just to let everybody know that we're at home. And you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We had a phenomenal night, and we will catch you next time. I'm with Bozo. See you next time.
Recording stopped.